Daily, the father of the prodigal son looked down the lane praying for his return. When he finally came home, Dad ran out to greet him. Dad hugged him and kissed him. "Dad," the boy said, "I'm not worthy to be called your son." He never even got to the "Can I be a servant?" part. Dad said, "That's it, son. No more of this nonsense. Once a son, always a son. Come on, guys, bring out the best robe, get the shoes and ring." All indicating sonship, not servanthood. "Hurry, hurry, the boy's back. Kill the fatted calf. Let's go, let's go. Time for a feast and celebration. My boy, he was lost and is found. Hallelujah." To make him a mere servant rather than a son would be to not totally forgive him. I'm telling you, when a sinner repents, they're celebrating in heaven. God calls a party. Why would you want to wander around in the short-lived pleasures of sin when you can spend forever with a dad like that? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modere Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Okay, hour two of this Present Truth program here on the 17th of February, 2025, Monday. Okay, the directions to go. Too little, too late. Or do we go with Trump is going to sign orders denying federal funds to colleges that require COVID-19 vaccinations? Yeah, we're going to talk about this because these are not vaccinations. These injections of liquid is an mRNA gene editing bioweapon. There is a woman, her name is Smith, out of Montana. She is a doctor, and I had a clip. I don't do clips, but I'm going to do a clip today because this lady is top. Now, what I'm going to do is give me about 30 seconds. I'm going to run to get my phone, which I put in another room because I don't like the I don't like to be distracted when people call, like the president. You know, he might call. I never know when he's going to call, so I just don't bring the phone in here. So give me just a second, and I will play this in the meantime, and I'll make a short comment when I get back. Okay, I've returned. I know you're just getting into it. But, okay, this lady lives in Montana. Now, these mRNA gene editing bioweapons that add to your DNA to add another strand, rather than having two downward spiraling strands, you have a third strand. So that means you have been altered. You are genetically different. You are a new species. And with these gene editing, adding this new gene to you, it's called, in Europe, VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S. Now, I'm going to let you listen to this lady who is addressing the Senate in Montana. And here's what she has to say. I'll just kind of give you a little. She's saying that they need to forbid in Montana any injections of these liquids that are not vaccinations. So let me play this for you, and then I'll return.
My name is Christine Drivdahl Smith, D-R-I-V-D-A-H-L hyphen S-M-I-T-H. I am a family physician in Miles City. I have no conflict of interest. I am a volunteer board member of the Montana Medical Freedom Alliance. Gene-based vaccines, or mRNA vaccines, are the most destructive and lethal medical products that have ever been used in human history. I am asking you to support this bill banning gene-based vaccines so that we can halt continued harm, disability, and death of our citizens. Gene-based vaccines include the COVID-19 shots, and there is one other RSV shot that was approved for this past year for older adults. There are ongoing trials for influenza and bird flu, and there are dozens more in development. The COVID shots were rolled out just over 4 years ago under Emergency Use Authorization, or EUA. This has been renewed multiple times. The last renewal was in December of 2024 and extended the EUA until 2029, which also extends the liability protections. Under EUA, the FDA may allow use of unapproved medical products, including experimental products. Further, the regulatory procedures do not apply to the EUA products, which explains why the FDA has not withdrawn these dangerous vaccines. By the end of 2024, there was over 38,000 deaths reported to the VAERS system, with a known underreporting factor of 31 to as much as 100. There are over 3,400 peer-reviewed studies in the medical literature describing injury from these vaccines, including cardiac arrest, myocarditis, blood clots, immune suppression, autoimmune disorders, cancers, neurological disorders, prion-induced disease, pregnancy harms, and miscarriage. Every highly vaccinated country has had a significant increase in all-cause mortality, a decrease in life expectancy, and a decrease in fertility.
All right, so they're not safe. But hey, at least they protect you from that virus with a 99.99% survival rate, right? Oh wait, they don't even do that. And it gets even worse.
Okay. She goes on, but because I'm going to a break, I'm going to wait till after the break to continue the balance of her speech, her address to the, Senate or Congress there in, or the state of Montana. These are gene editing, bioweapons. They result in the individual that has received the injection to become a new species. Patentable now because you have been injected with something that is a patent of Pfizer or Moderna, etc. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Right. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
All right, I'm back. And podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. I host on Sundays the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 10 to 1 every Sunday on 1360 AM radio. And the podcast, 1360khnc.com. With this, this particular, what I'm presenting to you, you can find on beforeitsnews.com. And the article is UK government bombshell. Millions of vaxxed are dying of VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S. This was February 13th, 4 days ago, 2025. And in Europe, the UK, they pushed these injections into their people, and now they have AIDS. Millions have AIDS, which they call VAIDS. And this lady, Mrs. Smith from Montana, is asking that they do not allow any of these gene editing injections in Montana. I'll continue to the end of her, another minute or two, the three maybe, I'll let you listen.
These vaccines do not prevent disease or transmission. In fact, the more shots one receives, the more likely they are to get COVID. Over a year ago, it was discovered that the COVID shots are contaminated with DNA. This has now been confirmed by multiple labs around the world. The amount exceeds the regulatory limits by as much as 400 times. The presence of this genetic material increases the risk of cancer in the recipient. And this foreign genetic material has now been found within dividing human cells in a petri dish and in colon cancer biopsies. These mRNA vaccines, like other gene therapy medical products, can be shed to others via blood, body fluids, excrement, and airborne exosomes. Studies have now confirmed that these products are shedding to others and that those exposed via shedding can experience adverse reactions. As you can see, there are no benefits and only the potential for harm. And yet, 23% of Americans continue to receive boosters. The American College of OB-GYN continues to recommend COVID shots to pregnant patients. And the CDC has added the COVID shots to the pediatric vaccine schedule starting at 6 months of age. There have been ever-increasing calls for an immediate ban by professional groups all across the globe. Five states' attorneys general have filed a suit against Pfizer for misrepresenting the effectiveness of the COVID shots. And just last week, citizens filed a petition with the FDA to remove these products because the DNA contamination was not revealed to the regulators. The drug companies, the regulators, the federal government have failed to act. We all know that the hands of justice move slowly. Time is of the essence. I've spent over half of my medical career in emergency medicine. And during a trauma code, the most important thing is to stop the bleeding. So I'm asking all of you to use common sense and a Montana let's get this done attitude. We must ban gene-based vaccines in Montana. Thank you.
There it is. Gene-based, these vaccinations, these are injections of bioweapons. Then in Europe, in England, they have just a little bit of the protein just minute amounts in these injections, and the people immediately experience, you know, their immune system is compromised. Some get headaches in this particular audio. Again, this was on beforeitsnews.com. The article name, UK government bombshell, millions of vaxxed are dying of AIDS, February 13, 2025. Millions. And compromised, they had in this presentation, the original individual that is giving this podcast, he has a segment where Megyn Kelly, she took the shot and immediately she found out she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue. And she went to a specialist in New York City and asked the lady, the doctor, the female physician, do you think this could be related to my injection? The doctor said, absolutely, no doubt. Is there, like I had stated last week, is there a way to, there are remedies. There are natural remedies. There are different things that naturally you can use. It's very expensive, I'm assuming. But there is a verse in Isaiah chapter 54, I believe it's verse 15, where Isaiah said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. In other words, no weapon against me will complete its objective, the function of the weapon. It will not affect me. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, for the Christians that understand this, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Christ said that even if you were bitten by a snake or a scorpion, I think it was a snake for sure, it would not affect you. That's why you have some of these Pentecostal assemblies where they handle rattlesnakes, they handle these venomous snakes. I have faith. Trust me, I do have faith, a lot of faith. A magnificent amount of faith, great faith. But I don't think I want to test my faith with handling a rattlesnake and or an asp or a Gila monster or a even a brown recluse. I guess it would be, don't tempt the Lord. But anyhow, should some of the individuals be inoculated or injected unknowingly, there may be God's mercy and you may be healed through the power of prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And do not poo-poo what I'm saying. I don't state this casually. I state this because I know the power of what God can do to anything. Isaiah said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. For those that are upright with God, righteous, in good standing, holy, and truly repentant, and desiring God's plan, I do believe there will be healing. Okay, now going on with the article that I was going to present to you. This was yesterday. This was Watch Live. I'm sorry. It says Watch Live. That's not the website. I should have put down where it came from. Promises made, promises kept. Trump to sign order denying federal funds to colleges that require COVID-19 vaccinations. This is wise. Americans have heard it once, they heard it again many times. Since President Trump returned to the White House, it doesn't get old. The mantra will be repeated around the country once again on Friday when the 47th president signs an executive order that will undoubtedly prompt federal-funded schools and universities to drop their coronavirus vaccine mandates. Breitbart News, thank you. Reported that the order will halt funding to schools requiring students to take the vaccine. The injection of these bioweapons to attend in-person classes. According to the White House document received by the outlet, the order will also apply to education service agencies, state education agencies, local education agencies. So, this is... Now, I did discuss yesterday on the Olive Tree program, my Sunday radio church program, that... Did I? I think I did. I know I talked to friends about it. That in Revelation chapter 6, I'll be real matter of fact. In Revelation 6, it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The final horseman. There is the first, the rider who rides for war. The final horseman, he also is responsible for wars, famines, plagues, diseases, the animal world going crazy, not fearing mankind, and because of the laws being passed by the environmentalists to protect animals. The Bible says that one of the greatest curses to mankind is when mankind does not rule over nature. If mankind will not rule over nature, like snakes, predators, then that becomes a great curse. There was a great curse when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And it says that the hornets, these yellow jackets, the hornets, these things were huge. God said he would use those creatures to drive Israel's enemies out of their cities. And God did use nature as a curse upon mankind. And this is exactly what would happen in the years prior to Christ's return. One of the great hardships to mankind internationally would be aggressive, poisonous animals that would not be ruled over. They would run free, like in the Everglades. The snakes, they don't have any deer because of these massive 20-foot-long pythons, because they refuse to go into the Everglades and get rid of these things. You just walk in, you find one, and you shoot it in the head with a shotgun. You just end its miserable life, because it may end your miserable life, and the people in the air surrounding areas, they find these, what was this, your little girl? Did she disappear, or did her parents catch a snake wrapping itself around her? When we don't control nature, nature will rule over us. This present truth. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
And what happens if you don't, if you won't control Mother Nature will be used as a plague to society. You have officials that will not clear out the shrubs on the hills. And you see the, her hair is burning. This is what God said, man, mankind was to rule over nature. It was a commandment in the Garden of Eden. And when man doesn't take his role and control the creatures and the environment, then it becomes a curse to mankind. Now, there's another kind of creature that must be tamed. Well, I'll put it this way. King Solomon stated that there is a plague in the heart of man. There's a plague in your heart. It is something that is very destructive. It's the nature of man. Nature of man without God, or man's nature without God, becomes so evil that it's referred to as the people who are the wicked, who have no conscience. They may be brilliant, powerful, wealthy, but no conscience. So what happens is when the laws of man in the nations and in this country, the Constitution, when the laws do not control the evil in a society, then what happens is the society is not off balance. It is upside down. That is where we are as a country. And what God will have to do, according to King David in Psalm chapter 9, God will come and he'll allow the wicked to dig their pits, to set their traps, their snares. Then they get caught in those traps. And it says they go to hell. Literally, to the land of the dead, where the dead spirits dwell in fire. The laws of man are not going to be able to tame the heart of the wicked. So God will bring punishment his own way. He will bring it through natural calamities. He'll allow mankind to create diseases, plagues. These monsters will create in laboratories whatever they want to create to destroy their fellow man. But they will eventually be destroyed. And when they're destroyed, the Bible says, the world will rejoice. The world will sing. When the wicked are removed from the world, the nations will rejoice. They will sing. There will be harmony internationally. And in Job said that when Christ returns, when God returns, God will grab the horizons on the east and the west, and he will shake the wicked out of the earth. The shaking is begun. The wicked are now being exposed. In our government, forget the other governments of the world. Forget what happened in Uganda with Idi Amin, with Hitler, with Mao. No, let's look at what's happening in this country since the time of Jimmy Carter, when the New World Order was put in gear. It was engaged. The machine began to move. The conquest of the earth with Jimmy Carter. It had begun earlier than that, but Jimmy Carter is the one through the Rockefellers who really put it engaged, put it in first gear. Each president a different gear except for Donald Trump. Trump has put it in neutral. But with the exposing of everything in this country and using finances as the tool, don't think that God didn't put Elon Musk in this position. No, God puts powers, people in positions as it pleases him. Trump is there because God wanted him there. Musk is there. You had to bring somebody that understands the digital world, that has a company of brilliant digital minds to be able, or that could expose the corruption by using computers and AI. And this matter of AI, there is an article, I don't think I can get to it today. What does Google think about AI? If you trust Google, if you have trusted Google, you are, every single thing you, every single button you push on your computer or Google phone, it's recorded in these massive databases. Your whole existence is going to be on a chip, or maybe in one of these massive databases, and everything, your DNA, and they can bring it up anywhere in the world. We are data. Every human being is data. That's what we are. Data. Where did you go through the weekend? What did you buy? Which credit card did you use? How much gas? What movie did you see? Data. It's all in your account. This is Revelation chapter 13. It is there, waiting to be used by the coming beast. This is Rick Rodriguez. I will be right back.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360KHNC.
Hey, folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
For this segment, I've been trying to decide, or I'm deciding which, what I should, what would be the best. Well, the beginning of the punishments on the wicked have begun, and they will continue into to the next 8 years, 9 years, till Christ's return. And in the meantime, one thing that they will, I think, may attempt to do, the wicked, to interfere with the momentum that Donald Trump has presently, is possibly straight out war somewhere. But in the meantime, this is what Trump's, what Elon Musk has done. I'm going to just present this to you, because this is in the Bible. The wicked and the pit that they have dug, they will fall into it, and they can't, they won't get out of it. Elizabeth Warren, the Pocahontas lady, that is, you know, she dances in the evenings around a fire. I'm pretty sure she does. She's not long for this life. She's not going to be able to, none of these wicked are going to live beyond 2033. They're going to die prematurely. Okay, February 12th, Doge cancels a number of DOE contracts, $4.6 million. Money to Zoom and in-person meetings, $3.0 million contract to write a report that showed that prior reports were not utilized by schools. A $1.4 million contract to physically observe mailing and clerical operations. The cost-cutting group also terminated 89 contracts at the DOE, Department of Energy, totaling $881 million. They're going to ease this is a side note, it looks as if they are easing the EPA restrictions for automobiles and other things in California. On January 31st, 11 days into its existence, Doge announced that it had terminated 104 government contracts related to the DEIA, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility programs and initiatives. This is major. Doge said these cuts, spanning 30 agencies, included Federal Aviation Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs, Office of Personnel Management, Environmental Protection Agency, much more. They created $1 billion in savings. A post on X, February 3rd, accused the agency of being a criminal organization, said he had spent the weekend, which is USAID, feeding USAID into the world chipper. Hours later, USAID workers were told to stay home from work. Within days, the agency announced that all direct hire personnel would be placed on leave globally, with a few exceptions, a move that would have reduced its workforce from over 10,000 employees to less than 300. Part of the Musk and Trump's efforts to trim government spending and reduce the federal workforce, Trump administration emailed a buyout offer to around 2 million government employees. The deferred resignation sent by the Office of Personnel Management at the end of January offered to pay employees their full salary and benefits through September without the need to work during the time. Good. Keep them home. All they can do is destroy things. They're like feral cats. The offer finally closed February 12th, 75,000 workers accepting the buyout. Following the deadly American Airlines crash in Washington, D.C., Musk announced it would be going after the Federal Aviation Agency. After the crash, days after, Musk wrote on X that the FAA's primary aircraft safety notification system failed for several hours, adding that as a result, Trump gave the Doge team his approval to make rapid safety upgrades to air traffic control systems. The system. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy confirmed Musk's role, saying the DOGE team was going to plug in to help upgrade our aviation system. February 10th, 7 days ago, Musk wrote on X, FEMA betrayed the American people by diverting funds meant for natural disasters to pay for luxury hotels for illegal migrants in New York City. Hours after Musk's report, FEMA's acting director, Cameron Hamilton, posted on X that the payments have been suspended and that the responsible personnel will be held accountable, and they're going to claw back. I like this new term, claw back the money. Now, there is a flooding in Kentucky, unnatural. This is man-made. I have no doubt about it. And now there is a man-made cyclone bomb, massive air, cold air drop. This is it's a V-shaped, and it is coming south. Guess where it's going to end up over? Kentucky. All the way to the Rockies. The Rockies will be the barrier to keep the cold from jumping into Salt Lake, into West Gunnison and Grand Junction. The barrier keeps all the cold moving south along the Eastern Range.
HughesNet is now better than ever, with faster speeds up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited data. Now you can do it all with HughesNet. Connect. Enjoy a fast and reliable connection wherever you live. Stream. Watch more video and do more video conferencing. And played. Enjoy online gaming with low latency fusion plans that deliver a more responsive connection. HughesNet is satellite internet built for rural America. Call your local HughesNet retailer or Lead Electronics USA at 970-712-5280.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
I'll conclude with this. I'm going to claw back to what I was saying earlier about these injections, military weapons. They've talked about shedding. Well, I don't like to be anal, but I think, okay, shedding, how does this work? And is it true? Can you shed? Can you be in the proximity of somebody that's had these injections and you can be shed on? Well, I gave the best example I can. Some people can walk into a home where there's a cat, like a gatto, you know, a cat, and they are allergic to cats because of the dander. And right away, they are affected. It's kind of a shedding. Or puppies, you know, like dogs. And people are allergic. Well, it takes, in my mind, I have to reason things through, which sometimes, you know, you really don't need to reason things through. Sometimes, you know, if you see a glowing red burner, you know you don't need to touch it. But the mind is funny. With this matter of shedding, I think that now, from a perspective spiritually, one thing they don't discuss, people that have been vaccinated, many of them, they seem to be a little less happy or unhappier. They seem to be a little more, you know, kind of not with it. And they say that some of the effects, is you can have fogginess in your mind. And I do know that there are times when I have a very good memory, but there are times when I struggle to remember. I can talk about somebody 1 minute, and a minute later, I'm struggling to get the name of the person I just talked about. I believe this is part of this weapon. There are some people who get a headache. They get around somebody that is vaccinated, they get a headache. You get around people that are vaccinated and they start yelling like, you know, I don't think Elizabeth Warren's been vaccinated. She's pretty much the same as she was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. She's just pretty much a witch. She's just not a good person. And this is what happens to a lot of these communists that get vaxxed. They're not good people before they get vaccinations, and they might even be more unfriendly after they get vaccinated. I know some people like that in my family. Out of ways. They are relatives, but they are not good people. I stay away from them. I know they've been vaccinated. Tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
You can hear the roar. The roar of the Rockies. 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown.